America's oldest Winter Olympics gold medalist died this week in a car crash near Lake Placid, New York. Jack Shea was 91 years old. He was killed just 3 weeks before his grandson competes at the Winter Games in Salt Lake City. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Jack Shea grew up in the mountain village of Lake Placid. He learned to skate on frozen ponds and rivers. And when the Olympic Games came to town in 1932, he was ready to compete with the world's best. Shea represented U.S. athletes at the opening ceremony where he recited the Olympic oath. It was a moment he recalled 70 years later.
Representing the United States of America, carrying out that last part of the oath for the honor of country and the glory of sport.
Shea won the game's very first gold medal, winning the 500-meter speed skating competition. He won a second gold medal in the 1500-meter race. Shea went on to lead a winter sports family dynasty. His son Jim was a ski racer at the 1964 Olympics in Innsbruck. And just last month, Shea watched as his grandson, Jim Shea Jr., claimed a place on the U.S. skeleton sled racing team that will compete in Salt Lake City.
Jimmy Shea is down in 1.01.60.
Well, I've got my Olympic smile on because, you know, my grandson, he's a chip off the old block.
It was a historic moment. The Sheas are the first family to send three generations of athletes to the Olympic Games. But then, on Monday, came the news that Jack Shea had been killed. His car was struck by a van. Police have charged the driver of the van with drunk driving. Shea's death comes less than a month after he carried the Olympic torch when it passed through New York. He lit the Olympic cauldron here, in the stadium where he won his gold medals 7 decades ago. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Lake Placid.